Hello and welcome back to More Than a Hemline. I am here with Liza. Well, now you have a new last name, so I like it's so out of my repertoire. I used to say Sakai, now it's take it away.
Hakakian. You can't even say it.
I can't even say it. It's so unnatural for me. On this episode, we're going to keep it short and sweet and just openly start a dialogue on where Liza and I are holding with our relationship to modesty. It has been a wild year. I feel like we've both grown so much personally and professionally. And with that, I feel like comes a new stage in just our relationship with modesty, considering we're also entering a new stage with our business. I'd love to just high level start the dialogue. We're going to keep this episode to 10 minutes. It's really just meant to be an entryway into this conversation. But Liza, do you want to kick it off with just how you have shifted in the last year?
Yeah, for sure. I know you and I were talking about this because we recently went to speak to senior women at a high school in a nearby town. And a lot of what we used to speak about in these engagements was like our journey with modesty and how we like came to it ourselves and made this choice for ourselves, which for most of the women that we speak to is unusual. Most of them, you know, are doing this as a community obligation or a school obligation, a parental obligation. So that like element of choice is very surprising. And I think it's always been inspiring for people to hear that like it was such a challenge, but we found, you know, so much value in it and still decided that it was worth, quote unquote, pursuing it, even if it was so challenging. But I feel like with anything, like we both walked out of the session and we looked at each other and like we felt so disconnected from what we were speaking about because it was from such a like far away place, it felt like, from where we're at now. And that's definitely not to say like that I find dressing modestly easy. I still find it insanely challenging, but it's like with any challenge in life, like when it's been there for so long, you just like, it's like human nature to thank God to adjust and just like figure it out. So that like constant angst towards like the sentiment of dressing modestly just doesn't, I think, exist for us anymore. And it's, you know, I think a curse and a blessing. And I could say for myself, and then maybe you can chime in with like how you feel, but it's a curse in the fact that like I don't feel it on an emotional level anymore. I don't feel like the impact that my clothing has on me to the same degree that I did when there was like such a stark contrast from like quote unquote the old Liza and the new Liza. Like now for so long I've been in this state, I'm like used to it. And that was such a like beautiful difference, and that was so motivating for me. And now it's kind of like I get dressed and I'm like, wait, why do I do this? Like, I don't necessarily remember, and I have to constantly remind myself. And it's also like, yes, I do it because it's second nature now, but I think it's important to question it and to remind yourself why instead of just doing it because like it's what you expect of yourself. But it's a blessing because at the same time, like when I go shopping, it's not a challenge. Like I know what I'm looking for. I know what to do. It's second nature at this point. And there's like an ease that I'm very appreciative of the fact that I can just like, I don't know, flow. And I don't feel, I used to feel like especially in like, you know, in Jewish religion, we wear like skirts, typically longer skirts. And I've mentioned a million and one times that I'm like very connected to pants. So that used to feel very out of place, but now it's like, this has also become my essence in a way. And I'm such a skirts girl, quote unquote. So like, feeling that shift is a blessing that like I don't not feel like myself anymore. Like I feel like I've evolved into the person that I was dressing as.
This is so interesting.
You're the only person in the world that finds me this interesting.
I guarantee you, I hope people listening also find this interesting. And if you do find this interesting and you're listening at this exact point in time, just shoot me an email so I have proof to Liza that people find this interesting. Ariella at the-reflective.com. Let us know. taking a page out of Alex Lieberman's book. He did that recently. Mid-episode. It was like a 70-minute episode. is like, are people still listening? And a million people emailed it.
That's insane.
I feel like my journey in relationship with modesty kind of has a similar trajectory as yours. You know, like you mentioned, we connected over this after we spoke in, you know, an amazing high school last week. I feel so disconnected from the emotional side of modesty as far as clothing goes. Like, I think the first year that we launched The Reflective, so much of our content and so much of what we were putting out there revolved around this very emotional connection to, you know, how your clothing makes you feel and how dressing modestly, you know, makes you feel more connected to your true essence and improves your relationship with other people, which all of that is true. And I still feel that way, just not on as intense of a level, in the sense that I'm feeling that on a constant, consistent basis every day. It's more so in the back of my mind, and it's become, like you mentioned, kind of rote, which I feel like there's a danger when things become routine, which is something that I'm thinking about now. And that aside, I think, you know, over the last year, my relationship with modesty has been less about like the challenges on a practical level. Like now I just know what to wear and I'm not thinking about it. But it's more so like, how can I still connect to modesty in a way that feels more authentic to me now? Because now it's not about what to wear per se, but it's about how I want to feel and like how I really want to represent myself. I feel like on a small level for me, that's looked like really looking at my style in a more critical way. And I don't mean critical like negative. I mean critical like, I don't know. Like I went through this whole phase this summer where I only wore black and white. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
What? It was
that's so depressing.
It was weird. I don't know. And I didn't really think about it, but for whatever reason, I pulled back from wearing all of these crazy prints and print mixing. And I was just like, I need to take that part away from me, because I think I started print mixing so much so last year that it became my thing. Like people would see me in an outfit and they'd be like, oh, this is so you. Like, and I was like, is it? Like, I don't know. Like, why are people like associating a certain style with me? And then I had to really think, like, is this like me? And, you know, I think in the dating context too, for me, like, I noticed this when I was in a session with our mutual energy healer, who I see you're now wearing the bracelets. She was like, do you wear like what you're wearing now on dates? I was like, no, like I could never show up on a date wearing what I usually wear day to day. She's like, why? Right. So that was a question, like, why are you not wearing what you usually wear day to day on dates? I was like, I just feel like it's so loud. It's so like distracting. It's going to give someone the wrong impression that I'm this like funky, cool girl. And I was like, wait. I know. I was like, wait, but I am. But there was a disconnect. There was like, I wasn't feeling very feminine or attractive in the clothing that I was wearing. I think that's what I realized. And I think for me, that's been a huge element of like rediscovery with my own modesty, is like, how can I dress modestly and still feel like myself and still feel attractive and feminine? Because all of those things are important, right? Like, I think when we talk about modesty, like there is this element, and we're not going to get into it now, where it's like, where do men come into play? And how can you dress modestly and still feel attractive? Because I think that's a really big challenge for a lot of people, and something that I didn't experience so much so until I realized that I was like not dressing like authentically consistently.
Back to like man repeller days, which I still think she reigns supreme, but either way, like the whole concept behind her blog when it started was like not dressing for the man's eye. And I feel like you're hitting on an important differentiation between looking in the mirror and asking yourself like, do I think this guy is going to find me feminine and attractive, versus do I feel good and feminine and attractive? And that's where this like whole conversation gets so misconstrued. And I feel like people have such a negative relationship with that idea of like dressing for the man. But like there also is an element within that of like dressing for yourself, but still wanting to feel feminine and attractive.
Right. It's a balance and there's so much nuance within it. And I think ultimately what I realize is like, A, I would never dress for a man any certain way. Like that is not what I'm saying. So I'm gonna make that clear. What I am saying though is that there was a disconnect between like my essence and like what I was wearing. And that was like not making me feel attractive. And this past year, I think that's where my relationship with modesty has evolved, is like really thinking about what is true modesty, because the word itself doesn't mean covering. And I think that's really like
right
where a lot of people get tripped up on.
I think when you're starting to dress modestly, especially when that's coming from a place of community, so typically religion, and I'm sure so many women that are listening have felt this, it comes down to like hemline and sleeve length and all of those like black and white cookie cutter rules that are important and like definitely helped guide my transition into this like way of dressing, but it ignores the nuance behind it. And that's what I feel like comes with time, and that's what we're getting to now probably for both of us since we started this journey around a similar time, of understanding that nuance and seeing beyond just level of coverage. And for me, that comes into play, and I spoke about this last time, of just like being in front of the mirror and being able to ask myself, okay, this sleeve is a little shorter than I would usually wear, but the skirt I'm wearing is happens to be flowier and a little bit longer, so like overall I feel, you know, modest and put together and like myself, and asking yourself if that's enough for you.
It's interesting. I'll end with this thought, but like clothing aside, I feel like now where I'm heading with modesty is like more so in my speech and how I carry myself. And I feel like that's really where I noticed the tie-in with clothing as well. Is like I want my relationship with modesty to be elevated to a point where like I feel like refined. I want to feel refined. And I think that's a really crucial part of modesty that we haven't really explored, and I haven't really explored either, but on a practical playing field, I'm trying to figure out, and like I don't have really a clear direction on, you know, anything that could help people access that level of refinement. Or like,
I think that's a great topic for next time, because I've also been noticing myself just questioning, like, when in a group of people, like, do I need to say that? Like, am I adding anything? And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I've been feeling it come out a lot more. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, a little cliffhanger. Well, I like this, just casually chatting, just fleshing ideas out. Hopefully it's for an interesting listen. I think we'll see based on any emails in my inbox. So guys, until next time, where we will dive into humility and any other topics that you write in for us to talk about, because that would be fun if you guys have questions and we just answer them. Create a little dialogue, get that going.
Let's put up an Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. This is fun. I have asked a question in an Instagram box, question box to put out there. Thank you guys for listening. And please, please email us, ariella@the-reflective.com, with any questions that you have, any thoughts, any feedback. Until next time.